Live from KQED News, I'm Tara Seiler. Attorneys for inmates at an East Bay women's prison are calling for a judge to stop ongoing transfers to other facilities. That's as the Federal Bureau of Prisons moves to shut down FCI Dublin, which has become infamous for sex abuse and misconduct by staff. KQED's Alex Hall has more.
Protesters on a street corner just outside the prison fences are calling for an immediate halt to the transfers, chanting loudly in the hopes that women inside can hear them.
What do we want? Release him now!
Court documents filed overnight showed messages from the women pleading for help. One said she couldn't get her medication. Another said she didn't have toothpaste and she was hungry.
They're scared. They're afraid.
Alyssa Moore with Legal Services for Prisoners with Children says she's also heard from the women inside.
They've told me that they're not being fed properly, the food shipments have stopped, that the food that they're getting is old.
The closure comes shortly after a federal judge appointed an independent special master to oversee changes at the prison. Edward Canales is president of Local 3584, the union that represents officers and other workers at FCI Dublin.
Under the watchful eye of the judge and the special master, we would have been a success story, but we were denied the opportunity as it is apparent that the Bureau of Prisons did not want any more transparency.
Judge Yvonne Gonzalez-Rogers has not yet ruled on a motion for a temporary restraining order that would halt the transfers and require review of those that have already happened. I'm Alex Hall, KQED News.
And I'm Tara Seiler. There's more online at kqed.org. Have a great weekend.